producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about here. All right, so marijuana did not become legalized in the state of Ohio. I apologize, I'm having trouble here. I'm having a software update. All right, so we're updating our software. Okay, well, this is kind of nice. But anyway, I'm going to want to talk about once my software is updated. And I didn't even ask for the update. Did anybody already ask for the update? I'm sitting here looking at an Apple right now. I am so sick of this. And I know I have an iPhone. I know I have an iMacBook Pro. I know it's my fault, but I'm looking at a partially eaten Apple right now. But I do remember what I wanted to talk to you guys about, okay? I want to talk about the marijuana legalization, and it failed in Ohio. Why? This is kind of a shock, okay? I mean, we all predicted that everybody was going to legalize marijuana, you know, but maybe what it is people want medical marijuana, but they don't want full-blown legalization of it. Now, that's interesting. It's an interesting take on that. We're going to talk about that. More news about soda. They say drinking two or more glasses of soda a day will increase a man's risk of heart failure. So giving your man some sugar could kill him. So be really mean instead. That's what I do. Yeah, my husband's like, why are you so mean to me? I go, that's what keeps you alive. If it gave you some sugar, see? Also, Diet Coke is in the news saying Diet Coke as well can lead to heart failure. So you guys are just completely screwed out there. Women, I think we're fine. We still have this Chipotle outbreak, and we got some more information on that. I know a lot of you guys in the Pacific Northwest are upset that some of your Chipotle, restaurants are closed. That just exploded. Everybody loved Chipotle. I think I've only been there once. I mean, it was good, but maybe it's because where I live, there's so much Tex-Mex and Fresh Mex and, you know, Mexican grills all over the place that sometimes I don't even remember the name. You know, you're going to have a real, you know, I know there's like a hot pepper on one of the places I go to. I just don't remember the name of it. You know, I just go there because there's Mexican food. So sleeping longer over time, the more sleep you get. Remember when you said we were told if you don't sleep enough, you're at risk for diabetes? Now they're saying sleeping longer over time raises risk of diabetes. So you don't know if you're allowed to sleep. You don't know if you need, are you allowed to sleep? Do you not get enough sleep? Either way, we're screwed on that one. Okay, so sodas, sleep. Oh, your little tiny puppy dog. Sometimes your little puppy dog will lick up that diet soda you just threw out. Well, now we're being told, xylitol, which is used in a lot of sugar-free products like gum or candies or vitamins or whatever, is toxic to your little puppy. So we need to talk about that. All right, so as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to update our MacBook Pro and anything else that seems to come our way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This is really ridiculous. All right. So, okay, well, let's talk about the marijuana in Ohio. Why not? Okay, so the Buckeye State said no. Apparently, they spent millions on their campaign, and they proposed this constitutional amendment to, I guess, legalize marijuana, and it didn't pass. Okay, I don't remember the score. I think it was something like 60 to 30, but it didn't pass overwhelmingly. Okay, so sorry, I'm getting some load up now. Okay, personally, I think that, you know, many people are for medical marijuana. They just don't want the full-blown legalization. Okay? So you have Colorado, you have Oregon, you have Washington State, and I think Alaska now all have legalized marijuana. But going from full legalization to using it in certain cases, I think was just too much for the voters. Okay? I'm sorry. This is what happens when there's no computer. This is ridiculous. Okay, it's finishing updating now. It's loading up right now. All right. It's not even bringing up all the sites I have. The other thing, too, also that I found that's very interesting is they had this ballot measure and they had this vote kind of in a non-election year. Usually, when you're in an election year, it seems to do better. Now, I don't know if Ohio was going to be voting all blue. If so, it probably would have been more strategic to have that on the measure, on the ballot next year. But they did do an off-year election. I think that hurt. Okay? And then I guess they're worried from the business aspect of it. Okay? This is very interesting, okay? Sorry about that. This is like embarrassing. I don't understand. I really don't understand computers. All right. Another thing too is who is going to be in charge of the financial gain of it? Okay, so like for example, okay, what would be the business plan of it? USA Today talks about the business plan, and they say some people would have a monopoly on it, and that they would have to put into the Ohio Constitution provisions to limit the cultivation of it to certain properties or certain companies. That could then unfortunately lead to a very, very small marketplace, and then therefore a oligopoly. I can't even pronounce it. All right. So monopoly people don't want to use, but it would be called an oligopoly. Now, I've never played the game oligopoly. Have you? I don't really know what the hell it is, but they're talking about that with this whole Ohio marijuana thing. So in a nutshell, now that my computer is warming up, okay, marijuana is not legalized in Ohio, which is going to be backwards move towards what people want in terms of full legalization. See, personally, I wanted it legalized because I want to see more studies from the medicinal aspect. But if we could do that without full-blown legalization and having to deal with car accidents and kids getting into the marijuana and, you know, people smoking thinking it's safe when it's not and little kids overdosing on their mom's brownies, then maybe that's what I'm for. I mean, I want us to explore marijuana a lot more than we have. I don't know what the easiest way to do that is, but I found that interesting with Ohio. All right, when we get back, I'll smack my MacBook Pro up against the wall, and we'll get our medical stories going. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
All right, guys, you ain't lying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. After one of the worst segments I've ever done on radio, I really, really apologize. You know, I used to, when I did radio, always have everything printed out, and everything was all printed out and beautiful. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody suggested that I save the trees, you know, and not print everything out and, you know, use the computer. You could access the internet, and you could read off anything. And I'm like, you know, I'd love to save the trees. You know, I'd love to do that and not have all my printout. So basically, I have two computers just in case one crashes in front of me. And unfortunately, when the internet is down, they both are down. So that, yeah, I do. I do. Then I go to my iPhone. I have done a show off my whole iPhone once. Now, it took a while because I kept on getting texts, you know, from my mother. Why haven't you called me yet? And then I got all mad. I'm like, so cholesterol is this. You know, so I got to be very, very careful. And I know radio hosts are supposed to pretend that I have, you know, a studio like Howard Stern where you have a couch. I mean, I don't have, I do have a bed in here, But that's not something I think the network wants everyone to know. There is a bed. You know what? Sometimes I'm ovulating, you know, and so if my husband could come in here, but usually that's when I'm off air. But other than that, I mean, it's a nice studio. It's a nice studio. It's just, you know what? We're just so, enslaved to our computers that it's extremely frustrating. Big thanks though to my network for still putting up with me. Genesis Communications Network. I know any minute I feel like they're going to pull the plug any minute. So please, if you do contact Genesis Communications Network, put in a good word for me.
Is it the SLR or is it the Edison? I can't remember which one I'm supposed to pull.
Oh, I know.
I think you're going to figure it out. You're good. You're good for a little while.
All right. That's Tom, guys. Tom not only works the dials, but he's got his right foot right next to the master plug. And so if I make him mad, all he has to do is just kick that, which is very, very scary. Actually, I think it's very, very exciting. You know, women kind of like that. Women like to know that a lot of times they're right there on a string. I know a lot of women are going to get mad, but guys, okay? You know, one of the reasons why guys do what they do is because they know. Let's talk about dating again. Let's just go back to dating because this is really, really important. Okay. Not that I'm turned on by Tom. I mean, trust me, Tom's very sexy. I'm happily married. But I got to tell you, knowing that somebody has you by the cojones when you don't have cojones, it keeps you on your toes. You know, a big problem we have in marriage, okay, like especially my marriage, is we're going on 19 years, my husband and I. So I feel like, well, he's good. I don't have to try. You know, I need to be nice to Tom, you know, because I work with him. I need to be nice to my patients. I need to be nice to my mom. But, you know, my husband, we're married already. Well, what's he going to do? You know, where is he going to go? And unfortunately, he can go places. He can go. Remember we were talking about an article yesterday, which we need to kind of go a little bit more into depth, where many 50-somethings are getting divorced. Well, my husband and I are still in our 40s, but the 50s are coming up fast. So if he's going to dump me in my 50s, okay, because I'm not as much of a hot chick as I am now. I mean, look at me. I'm so hot. Then I got a problem. And so all my husband needs to do to change it around, don't tell him. I told you, no, he doesn't listen to my show. Please, think he listens to my show? Come on, man. He hears me talk to him hour after hour after hour a day. He's not going to listen to my show. But anyway, if he wants to turn things around, all he has to do is hint that maybe, you know, he's not in it for the long haul with me. And then I go into panic mode. Now, I know some of you guys will say, wait a second, but my woman then will start looking for husband number two, or husband number three, or husband number four. You're right, so you got to be very, very careful. So you don't want to make it act like you're going to leave them. But you want to make it act like that, no, everything isn't okay. If it's not okay, I mean, if it's okay, don't be making stuff up. But if it's not okay, you haven't had sex in a while, you haven't, you know, she hasn't shown you any affection, she makes you spend all the holidays with her mother, you know, maybe you need to kind of do the little quiet thing. And then she's like, oh, no, what's going on, baby? I don't know. I mean, I know you're busy. I don't know. I sometimes just want to feel more appreciated. Oh, baby, of course I appreciate you. Do I ever show that I appreciate Tom, who's working the dials? No. I'm like, damn this, this sucks, this sucks. No, he can pull the plug. See, all Tom has to do is go, we're doing your show today. Today, that means something's going to happen tomorrow. And they're like, oh, Tom, you rock, you're wonderful. You see how that works? See? You lie. No, but anyway, that's what you need to do. You need to keep them hanging. And I know women are out there going, no. We want honesty. We want straightforward. Trust me, we do. Okay, I can't tell you how many times I asked the next morning, was I good? You know, and, you know, his answer was, oh, yeah. So then meanwhile, I'm dating my husband, you know, thinking I'm like, you know, I don't know, super sex woman. And he's like, really? Come on. See? So honestly, we do need some truth. We do. We do need being told. Listen. Nobody ever taught me how to have sex. Where do you go as a girl to learn how to have sex? I mean, you know, I asked my sister, okay, what are you supposed to do? She wouldn't talk to me about it. She's like, oh, baby girl, you're too young. Don't even talk to me about it. Don't go ask mom or dad. Mom, dad, Dolly wants to know about sex. Are you going to ground her? And so I couldn't even talk to her about that. I couldn't talk to my younger brother. I got two younger brothers, but the other one wasn't born yet. I couldn't talk to my younger brother because he would, you know, all he did was, you know, mumble, so I couldn't understand anything he said. So you really can't ask about sex from your siblings. When I tried to ask my parents about sex, my dad threw a shoe at me. He was really big into throwing shoes at the time. So he threw a shoe at me. I wanted to talk to one of my grandmas. One of my grandmas was a hoochie mama. The other one was really prim and proper, but one of my grandmas was a real good hoochie mama. But she didn't remember a lot of that stuff. And I was so afraid that she was going to tell my mom that I was asking. So where did I learn about sex? Well, my friends, you know, and then, you know, your, you know, people you start to, I guess, date. Okay. And, might I add, it was a very one-sided type of lesson. Okay. So you're like, okay, wait a second. It's supposed to be more fun than this, right? And nobody tells you. Okay. And so finally you're married. And you're, you know, okay, now doing a lot more sex. And then you're, I know I talk about waiting till you're married. I know. Well, this is why. This is why. This way you both could open up the book, like The Joy of Sex, and read. I tried reading that book. The problem is the pictures were so distracting. So distracting because you're like, wait a second, I thought you're supposed to shave. So I was like really, really confused. And I'm like, am I supposed to look like this? No. And then I was like, I'm not that limber. I mean, if I had Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, you know, where my joints were very hyper-reflexive, maybe then I could possibly be in certain positions. But I was like, no, this is not going to work, no. So, I mean, you figure it out, and then you learn, and then you make some stuff up. Okay, you make stuff up. And I think I have actually some signature Dr. Dolly moves. Now, I can't really share them, you know, because this is radio. It's hard to describe. But basically, you know. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh, I think I'm off the air. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. The Dr. Dahlia move is you're lying there watching TV, you got some pillows propped up for back support, and you wear a helmet so your head doesn't hit the backboard. I'm able to watch a Michael Fassbender movie and totally be in the mood. He's able to do whatever he needs, and I have complete back support, and I really don't even have to break a sweat. Plus, the boobies look good. Because you're kind of at like a, I don't know, you're kind of at like a 60-degree angle. And, you know, they don't float to the side. They're still kind of in the trunk area, chest area. And it's called the a Dr. Dahlia move. Yes, one hand has a Hershey bar. You're right. And the other hand a wine cooler. All right. Where were we? All right, let's just move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, I'm sorry, man. Okay, here we go. Sleeping longer over time raises your risk of type 2 diabetes. Increasing sleep. Not supposed to be a sex therapist, okay? I'm just supposed to be giving you guys the news. Increasing sleep duration time may raise the risk for type 2 diabetes in middle-aged and older women. See, this is an interesting study. All right, good. Sorry to bore you guys with the other content. Now we're getting into some meaty, exciting stuff. The findings from the Longitudinal Nurses Health Study were published online November 2nd in Diabetologia by Elizabeth Sesbeeds, research postdoctoral fellow at Kaiser Permanente Division of Research, Oakland, California, and colleagues. Now I see my ratings go up. The analysis of 59,000 women, they say, is the largest to assess the relationship between long-term changes in self-reported sleep duration and changes in energy balance and subsequent type 2 diabetes. Oh, thank God the music came. All right, just don't sleep too much. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is one of the best shows I've ever done. Lord have mercy. I'm fired. I'm so fired. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we need to talk about little puppy dogs. I talk a lot about my cats, you know, because they really, really tick me off, and they pee-pee on something that I'm wearing for the day, and then I smell of urine the whole time, and, you know, I think I washed it out, but it just stinks the whole time. But you know what? My dogs... Whenever I've had dogs, they have been wonderful. Little Zuzi was a really good puppy dog. And then we had Nagi and Foxy and Apollo. I wanted to have two dogs and mac and cheese, but my husband wouldn't let me, so we had Apollo and Zeus, and then we gave Zeus to a friend of ours because the kids wanted a doggy, and so we just have Apollo. Now, the problem with Apollo, he's a yellow lab, big lab. He eats everything, licks everything off the floor. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I come home, I throw my purse on the counter, and then everything falls out. Bubble gum, well, a variety of things in my purse. I'm not going to go into. I'm sure you guys know what's in my purse. Don't want to scare you all. We're finding that there's a lot of things that are toxic to our puppy dog, especially sugar substitute. Now, the sugar substitute xylitol has been growing in popularity in recent years. We see it in chewing gum, candy, chewable vitamins, and products. They say it's safe in humans, but can be toxic for dogs. So veterinarians say this can actually cause low blood sugar, seizures, and liver failure. And unfortunately, this is a growing problem. According to the ASPCA, its Poison Control Center received more than 3,700 calls in 2014. Sorry, my computer. I apologize here. All right, so they say the xylitol is quickly absorbed into the dog's bloodstream, resulting in a potent release of insulin. Remember I told you that's a problem we have with our diet sodas. You eat something sweet, so the body shoots out insulin, and then when it's not real sugar, what the hell is the insulin supposed to do? So what ends up happening is it drops the blood sugar pretty quickly, and this could be, unfortunately, pretty fatal. Now, in humans, we don't get as much of an insulin release with the xylitol as they do in animals. And the reaction occurs within 10 to 60 minutes of eating the xylitol. Of course, can be life-threatening. They say the most common source of this is sugar-free gum. Apparently, Pet Poison Helpline gets calls from this all the time. With certain brands of gum, only 9 pieces of gum could cause severe hypoglycemia in a 45-pound dog. 45 pieces could lead to liver failure. So, many common brands of gum have 1 gram per piece. 2 pieces could even result in severe hypoglycemia or 10 pieces in liver failure. So, we should probably have warning labels on a lot of our foods, you know, to avoid giving this to your puppy dog. Now, I found this interesting. We have a site here, 10 fruits and vegetables that are toxic to our dogs. By the way, Tom has a dog named Pickle. I wouldn't give the dog Pickle also. I don't think Pickle is safe. But then again, I'm sure that would also post-traumatically traumatize the dog too, because you're saying eat Pickle. And he's like, I'm not going to eat my what? You know, so I probably wouldn't do that. But very interesting. They say grapes or raisins can be toxic. They say eating a bunch of grapes and raisins could unfortunately cause kidney damage. So that's something that I never thought. My dog does not eat fruit. I got to admit, he's not into it. According to Pet Poison Helpline, garlic can also be more toxic than even onions. They say onions and garlic can cause problems like lethargy, elevated heart rate, respiratory rates, pale gums, and even collapse of the dog. I know some of you guys are like, well, you know, then the dog won't bark all night. Maybe he'll sleep. No. It may be irreversible collapse. So don't be doing that. Cherries. Cherries are yummy, and they say the pulp of cherry is safe for dogs to eat. But the pit or the plant, toxic, can cause respiratory failure and death because of the cyanide. So don't let dogs eat. A lot of pits, fruit pits, have cyanide in it. Yeah. The only pit I like is Brad. Next, so just give the pulp to your, and maraschino cherries, I just wouldn't do it because they're kind of pickled. Okay, they say some mushroom species are toxic to the dogs. So if you don't know what mushroom species it is, they say bring it to your veterinarian and talk to them. Unfortunately, mushroom toxicity, especially the bad ones that could grow in your yard, could be fatal, causing seizures, tremors, organ failure. Currants. Some of you guys eat currants. I don't know where to buy them. I thought currants you get from those red berry plants, very severely toxic, could cause vomiting and diarrhea. If this happens, get the dog to the vet before he goes into renal failure. Raw and green potatoes could be toxic to the dog. Maybe it's because of the potassium. Maybe they overconsume the potassium. I don't know. But it could cause nausea, vomiting, seizures, and heart irregularities. Apricot plants. The pulp is fine, but you got to be careful of the pit because of the cyanide. The cyanide could result in respiratory failure and death. And then let me see. Oh, rhubarb. No problem there. They say the stems and leaves of rhubarb deplete the calcium levels in our dog's body, which can cause renal failure. We don't have any rhubarb in our house, so that's okay. Apple seeds also contain cyanide, which can be toxic. So my father-in-law's dog was eating the apple, and I only let the dog eat the meat. I didn't want the dog going near the pit. And this dog will just sit there and eat your apple. So be careful, or just give them sliced pieces of apple. And then tomato plants. Red tomato could be beneficial, but the plant could be bad. So a lot of us grow tomato plants in our little baby garden, and then the dog may eat the leaves. Don't let the dog eat the leaves because that could be a problem. Okay? Oh, by the way, now that came from, let me give iHeartDogs.com. Now WebMD is weighing in on certain poisons for dogs. Like, for example, prescription medications. I always warn you guys, if you drop a Tylenol, pick it up, because if that dog eats it, that could be toxic, all right? Pain medications, anti-inflammatories could cause kidney failure, like Aleve, Motrin, that kind of stuff. Antidepressants. Many of us are so depressed, you know, we'll take our antidepressant and we'll, you know, kind of go, you know, I'll just clean later. I'm just not motivated to do it. If you drop an antidepressant, that could possibly cause the dog to have serotonin syndrome. If it's a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor like Prozac, Paxil, etc., cause rise in temperature, heart rate, blood pressure, seizures. Insecticides, you got to be careful, like flea and tick products. Certain nutraceuticals like fish oil. Some dogs cannot tolerate fish oil. Okay, just give the dog a piece of fish. Certain supplements like chondroitin, joint supplements, don't let the dog lick those pills. Pet medication. Some dogs will overdose on the pet medication. What you do is you hold the bottle over him and go, you know what, I don't want you to bite my finger off, so I'm just going to drop one of the pills and try to catch them all. Don't be doing that. Okay, not good. Certain household products like fire logs, cleaners, antifreeze, paint thinner, chemicals, just like a baby. You got to get that stuff away. It could cause stomach and respiratory tract problems, could cause chemical burns, liver failure. People food, be careful. Chocolate has methylxanthines, can cause vomiting in small doses, death in larger doses. Dark chocolate is worse because it has more methylxanthine than white or milk chocolate. The amount of chocolate that could result in death depends on the type of chocolate and the size of the dog. For a little baby dog, a half ounce of baking chocolate can be fatal. Larger dog, 4 to 8 ounces. Be careful giving your dog coffee and caffeine. Don't be giving your dog alcohol, all right? It could cause vomiting, breathing problems, coma, death. Avocado. You got to be careful with avocado. It has something called persin, which could act as a dog poison. Macadamia nuts, not good. And then I think we talked about plants, tulips, daffodils. The dahlia plant should be fine, right? Because it's so pretty. No, that's toxic too. My husband says it is. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to read this to you. This brings up some very interesting points. Eric writes, in my town, we have two major medical groups. And when you go in to be seen, you get someone different every time. I don't know if my doctor was fired, but I never see him, even though his name is on my chart and referrals. I see a nurse, a different one every time, and my blood pressure medication has been changed three times this year. One hand does not know what the other one is doing. I fear they're going to kill me with their incompetence. Okay, now that's pretty scary. That is pretty scary. All right, I do not like the idea of you seeing a different provider every time. I love the idea of there being some sort of consistency. But what he's writing about is not that uncommon. Okay, many small office doctors, mom and pop shop doctors, are being now consumed by these big, huge medical corporations, these big companies. And for many doctors, gratefully so, I have to say, because since the Affordable Health Care Act and all the changes with medicine, you cannot afford to keep your doors open. It's very difficult. Reimbursement is down. Your costs, your nurse wages, your insurance, your malpractice, your rent all went up. And so doctors are being squeezed out of their own small practices. So the days of you seeing Dr. Smith over and over and over again are gone. Okay? You know, your family doctor up the road, the one you have his home number, you could even stop by his house. Those days are gone. They're never coming back. Ever. So, you have, unless, of course, you do like a concierge or VIP type medicine establishment where that's the only doc you see and you pay for, but you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, it's going to cost money. But, you know, for the most part, you know, with regular insurance, that doesn't seem to happen. So what a lot of these medical companies are doing is the big companies know how to make money. It's volume. Many of us small doctors don't want to do high volume. We can't. We want to, you know, administer good care. We have to, you know, manage so much. But if we got to share the cost with a couple other doctors, or we got to share the cost with the company, then maybe we wouldn't have to punch out the volume as much. The problem is that the cost isn't going down. It keeps going up. So doctors end up saying, tackle this. I'm not going to run an office anymore. I'm going to join a group, and I'm going to be an employee. So they become an employee. And when you're an employee of a big medical group, you do what your employer tells you. And your employer will tell you, you're going to see this amount of patients, this, you know, here, you're going to see these patients. And sometimes it's not an exorbitant amount of patients. You know, many times doctors are pretty much seeing the same amount of patients they're seeing. But it's the patients that the big group puts in their schedule. So if you were, you know, seeing Dr. Smith, and Dr. Smith is now part of this big company, and you're used to being able to, you know, pop on a Friday, he is now completely slammed. Because these big medical groups have taken on all the insurance companies and the HMOs and the capitated amounts, and patients that have a 3-month wait, they're going to get in first before you who popped in on a Friday. So in order to deal with walk-ins or people that want to pop in, they have other providers besides the doctor. They'll have nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and other doctors for you to see. So if you want to get the particular doctor, you should still be able to do it, but you're going to have to wait. If that doctor is never available, and I understand that's pretty scary. Some of you guys go, you know what? I will wait till February 2016 to see Dr. Smith. But what if he cancels? You waited all that time to get in with your doctor, and you're like, you know what? I just need my medicine. I'm just going to go get my medicine from whoever. So now you have somebody that looks at your blood pressure and doesn't like it. Well, your blood pressure's high. No wonder your blood pressure's high. No wonder. You know, you know, you can't see your doctor anymore. Everything's changed. You got to start over. So, you know, you're yelling at the front desk. You have to fill out all a bunch of paperwork. So now you come in and your blood pressure's high. So the nurse practitioner or PA or new doctor will be like, you know what? I need to change things up a little bit. Or I don't like this medicine you're on. I'm not comfortable with it. You know, a lot of you guys, let's say for thyroid, take Armour Thyroid. There's many doctors out there that aren't comfortable with that. They don't know what to do with that thyroid. So they change you to a medicine that they know how to titrate and they know how to manage. Well, that's not your fault, but that's just the way the system is. And a doctor is not going to practice medicine that he's not comfortable with. He can't. He's got a license. And you want him to do the best job possible. So you come in there and you start getting your medicine changed. Then you have to come back for a follow-up within a month. You see somebody new. They don't like it, so they decide to change it. And that's how this happens. And it is happening a lot. And I see the frustration. And, I'm not sure what the answer is. You know, this is why more and more people are going to the, you know, concierge type, because they want the one person that knows them. It really, really helps when your doctor has a good memory and a good chart in front of them that remembers, oh, wait a second, even though you're not allergic to that medicine, you really didn't like it. It didn't really work that well for you. You see? So, we need to change things up. My suggestion would be try to talk to the office manager, because here's the thing. These big medical groups still want to give good quality of care, and they don't want these types of stories, you know, coming out. Okay? They want to know that you're getting to see the same person. But realize they're a business, and your favorite doctor now is their employee and has to see the patients they give them. So my suggestion would be try to get into somehow through with management or get through to that doctor. All right, if there's any way you can get through to that doctor and go, how do I see you? And if the doctor looks helpless with that, then you know where you're at. Now, on the flip side, you need to be extremely prepared. Okay, now, how do you prepare? Like, for example, let's say you didn't do really, really well with lisinopril. And you didn't like lisinopril, and you were on it maybe 5 years ago with Dr. Smith. Okay, it made you cough. Okay, so the doctor put you on Norvasc. So you've been on Norvasc or amlodipine, and you go to the nurse practitioner, and she's like, you know what, this Norvasc, it's not working. Let me add something. I'm going to add some Zestril. Oh, okay, well, Zestril sounds good. I've never been on that. Great. Zestril is the brand name for lisinopril. So, you know, here you are. You're about to be given the medication that you kind of didn't like and didn't work 5 years ago. She won't have that in the records, because usually after 5 years, the records don't, you know, doctors are required to keep it depending on the state you live in for 5 years or 7 years. So she has no idea that you didn't like lisinopril. And now she gives you Zestril, and now you're having it all over again. So what you may want to do is know your medical records, know your medical history, know the brand name and the generic name, know the exact procedure you had, where the procedure was done. And if I were you guys, I would get your own medical records. Now that many doctors are moving over and things are going electronic, etc., try to get copies of your old chart. You may have to pay for it. Some states charge 60 cents a page, but have your own chart so that if this new person doesn't know you, and they won't, you could say, look, here back in 2009, this happened. Now remember, many of you guys will not be able to get your records past 5 years or 7 years, but whatever you can get, get. Old blood work, etc. That happens a lot. Somebody has an abnormal liver function test or kidney function test. You had it all worked up. You go to a new doctor, like, oh, we got to start doing a 24-hour year. No. I had it done. See, here it is. Here it is. I had it done. So you're going to have to be extremely proactive and train your new provider. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.